Back for more of the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. I'm speaking to Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Lady Panthers. They claim third place in the Central Christmas Tournament with a 62-53 victory over the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Coach, I don't know kind of what your thoughts were after AV started the game on an 11-0 run, but let's see what they are.
Well, I would like to say that our game plan was to spot them 10 points, but it really wasn't. They come out and hit some shots and did a really good job of getting into their offense. And, we got a quick timeout, got our girls refocused, and just told them that it was going to be a grind to get back in the game, and thought we did a really good job of that. And, the girls responded the right way, kept getting stops and then a bucket and a stop and a bucket. And, by the end of the quarter, we were back to 0-0 pretty much. And then from there, we, tried to execute a little bit better on both ends of the court.
The high-low game for AV was really good early on. They used Whited to go to Smith or Brockus down low. They used Josie Landrum to do the same thing. How were you able to make that adjustment to sort of slow that part of their game down later on?
Well, we mixed up our defenses a little bit. They were doing a really good job of spreading us out early. And, we know they want to go to Brockus a lot to count on her on the offensive end. And so we really tried to, try to take her away as best we could by talking and just being aware of where she was at. And over the course of the game, I thought we did a good job. Anytime you got a player like her, you can't just stop her. But, if you can limit her touches, and that's what we did. We tried to do a good job of that, and I thought our girls did a good job of it.
Star of the show, Ashley Micken, 31 points this afternoon, had 5 first half three-pointers, 21 in the first half. She was absolutely on fire. Did it seem like before the game she was locked in and ready?
Yeah, she's one of those girls that, anytime there's a big game, she's up for it. And so, it was a big goal of ours to win at least 2 games in this tournament. These girls understand that, being a small school, that just being able to compete at on the winning side of the bracket is quite an ordeal. But, nobody wants to go away losing 2 games. And so, last year we lost the third place game on a buzzer beater. And this year we were kind of bent on making sure that we were on the other side of that when the game was over.
When y'all lost to Steelville, Michaela Ayers was unable to get her mid-range game going. Tonight, totally different story. She was hitting all of her shots from the elbow from, within the 10 to 15 foot range. She ends up with 14 tonight. Talk about her performance in this third place game.
Yeah, she's definitely got the ability to do that. We want her to always be looking for the opportunities, and Steelville, I'll get to give them credit. They did a really good job of taking that away. That's a lot of credit goes to them. Tonight the opportunities were there, and Michaela, she's got the green light when she can get in there to about the 15 foot range, somewhere in that neighborhood. We like her pull-up jumper, and it's as good as anybody's around here, and we were glad that she could take advantage of that tonight.
How do you think this win helps you guys for the rest of the year?
Well, it's a good thing to go into the new year on a high note. We're kind of finishing up. We're on the tail end of kind of the hard part of our schedule. This was our 12th game, and we've played 9 Class 3 opponents. There's not a lot of Class 1 schools that can say that they've done that out of 12 games, and so and we're good. We're okay with that. We like the challenge. We're up for it. We want to make sure that our girls, when it comes February and it comes district tournament time, that our girls are battle tested and ready to go.
Obviously, a championship in the Central Christmas Tournament means a lot to South Iron, but I think third place means a lot, too, for the program and for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's one game at a time. We would love to have been in that championship game, but we're not. We weren't. We lost. And as soon as we lost, it's back to the drawing board, and it's about winning the next game, which was the third place game. Like I said, we didn't want to go home on 2 losses. We wanted to make sure that we ended the year on a good note, and that way when we come January, we're ready to go and kind of pushing for that district tournament.
Well, in 2017, you get a third place finish at state, and also a third place finish in the Central Christmas Tournament. Congratulations on a wonderful 2017, Coach.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Lawrence Graves, head coach of the South Iron Lady Panthers, are heading back to Annapolis with a trophy in hand, the third place trophy for the Central Christmas Tournament.